Thank you. We're joined as usual by Ronan Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
And University of Ronan political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning to you.
Good morning, all.
And we're pleased to welcome back as our guest, Ronan State Representative Michael Chippendale, a Republican from Foster. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and good morning to everyone.
The Rhode Island General Assembly is expected to wrap up its 2018 legislative session later today. One of the top issues is legislation for a new Pawsox Stadium in Pawtucket. Representative Chippendale, tell us about how and why you came down in your view on this issue.
I don't want them leaving the state. I've been very clear about that from the beginning. However, the taxpayers have made another thing clear, and the people who put me in office made another thing clear. They don't want to pay for it. Whether or not that is rational doesn't matter, because we find ourselves in that point where there's such a vast majority of people who say no taxpayer money for this.
And you don't find convincing the argument from supporters that the revenue to pay for this would come from special revenue bonds and that there would be little recourse if there was not enough revenue as far as creditors coming after Pawtucket or some other entity to try and collect?
Certainly that all of those details are a part of it. In fact, from the beginning, there's never been a plan that I saw that in indemnified, if you will, the people of Rhode Island from holding the bag at the end of the day if things went down sideways.
Scott, it seems quite ironic that Speaker Mattiello approached the Pawsox issue very cautiously throughout much of this year after perhaps feeling burned by how things went with the previous Providence proposal in 2015. But here we are, the whole thing's being hashed out in the last 2 days of the legislative session. Is this the right way to do it, even if it's a good project?
It's been a torturous path. We know that. However, this is the way things get done in legislatures. I don't think it's a great process, but let's face it, this is how the budget gets done. It happens here. It happens in Washington. It's not a good thing, but it's kind of like, you know, the mall on Christmas Eve.
Maureen, how do you come down on the merits of the proposal and the process?
Well, I think it's a good proposal in the long term. In terms of the process, I think this is a very savvy political way to do it. Right up until now, it's a moving target. So you really don't know what specific piece of it that you're not agreeing with. And my cynical take is that the fix is in. It's done. The idea is that at the last minute, you know, the House of Representatives will come along. The owners know this. The Senate knows this. And the Worcester thing is just to sort of juice up the stakes. But it's a done deal.
Meanwhile, there are more questions about a major developer, the Carpionato Group in Cranston. WPRI-TV reports that the company provided free rent to Cranston Democrats in recent years. And meanwhile, GOP gubernatorial candidate Alan Fung faces questions about how much rent he paid at a Carpionato property at Chapel View. Representative Chippendale, you're a Fung supporter. Would you agree that there are some legitimate and serious questions on both partisan sides of this issue?
Sure, I think it's a legitimate question to ask, and I also think that Mayor Fung and his whole team have been very forthright about what happened, which was evidenced by what Carpionato backed up. I think it's being blown out of proportion for political purposes, but there's something there, and I think he's perfectly willing. He's expressed willingness to deal with the Board of Elections on it to clear it up.
Maureen, Mayor Fung's campaign has described this as a non-issue, and now we see there are questions about Democrats, too, in connection with the Carpionato Group. What is your read on this?
My read is that it goes on. I mean, in other words, we know the Democrats have done it. Unfortunately, Fung is the focus of this latest one, and they have specific data on it. I think he's been forthright about it, but it's a focus now. And he's going to be, you know, he's got to face a Republican and a primary with Morgan. And this is a slight disadvantage to him now in the short term. I think in the long term, it's not going to matter.
Scott, what are the top questions for you in terms of the Carpionato Group and Cranston politicians?
Well, obviously, it looks like the Carpionatos are trying to be equal opportunity dark money folks. And I think this is collateral damage. Really is collateral damage of Citizens United.
All right. Finally, President Trump backtracked this week on a policy that was separating young immigrant children from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border. Representative Chippendale, do you think President Trump's approach, initial approach before backtracking, was the right way to address questions about U.S. immigration policy?
Has it been handled well? Probably not. I think we've seen a track record with this president where he is not afraid to bobble as he's approaching the goal line. Certainly this was a bobble, and he didn't handle it well.
How about some of the language used by the president? President Trump said Democrats want to infest the U.S. with illegal immigrants. That's a word usually used to describe insects or vermin. Is that the way the president should be talking?
I certainly wouldn't speak that way. I think he's combating rhetoric with rhetoric. And let's face it, this has been a war of words. And it's rhetoric, it's hyperbole, everything is blown on it. We are hearing such ripping the helpless babies from their mother's weeping arms. I mean, come on, let's throw some more superlatives in there. It's out of control.
And yet there were heartrending scenes and sounds from the U.S. border. Scott, is this, how do you see the political fallout from this?
I think the president really blew this because he tried to use kids as part of a transactional political thing. I think the president thought he could force the Democrats into doing something and bowing, giving him his wall, and he would put these kids out there. And they were pawns, and that is something that people just couldn't handle.
Maureen, no one likes seeing young children crying and being separated from their parents, but what do you say to those Republicans or conservatives who support President Trump and who say you need to have secure borders and you can't just have more people streaming over the border into the U.S.?
That may be a tenable position for the Republican Party, but that doesn't obviate the fact that this was a huge misstep. I think Scott's right. He thought he could use it for leverage. It has blown back, and I agree with Representative Chippendale. The rhetoric is completely out of control. It's like hysterical. But the fact is, it is going to have a big impact on the GOP, and the Democrats are not backing down. This narrative remains the narrative, and it'll be the narrative. And it's a win for the Democrats, but unfortunately, it's a big loss for everyone else. Because besides this one issue of what are you going to do with these displaced children, nothing is going to get done about reforming the immigration system. There will be no legislation. So the Democrats have what they want, and the Republicans have to cope with this narrative. And it's just a really bad situation.
Okay, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us on Political Roundtable. Scott?
Great to be here.
Maureen?
Thank you.
And State Representative Michael Chippendale, a Republican from Foster.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
As usual, you can find a lot more on our website at ripr.org.